"Ever been out, miss?" he grinned. He had never known many social butterflies, and temporarily he had forgotten that such girls as this one really existed.
"Why, of course!"
the young woman kept on being exclamatory. "Clear out to the moon, perhaps?" he hazarded.
"Don't be ridiculous ever so much farther than that. Why, I went clear to Mars, and it gave me the screaming meanies, no less. I thought I would collapse."
That dance ended ultimately, and other dances with other girls followed, but Kinnison could not throw himself into the gaiety surrounding him. During his cadet days, he had enjoyed such revels to the full, but now the whole thing left him cold. His mind insisted upon reverting to its problem. Finally, in the throng of young people on the floor, he saw a girl with a mass of red bronze hair and a supple, superbly molded figure. He did not need to await her turning to recognize his erstwhile nurse and later assistant, whom he had last seen just this side of far distant Boeotia II. "Mac!" To her mind alone, he sent out a thought. "For the love of Clono, lend a hand! Rescue me! How many dances have you got ahead?"
"None at all. I'm not dating ahead."
She jumped as though someone had jabbed her with a needle, then paused in panic, eyes wide, breath coming fast, heart pounding. She had felt Len's thoughts before, but this was something else, something entirely different. Every cell of his brain was open to her, and what she was seeing! She could read his mind as fully and as easily as Lensmen were supposed to be able to read anybody's. She blanketed her thoughts desperately, tried with all her might not to think at all. "QX, Mac," the thought went quietly on within her mind, quite as though nothing unusual were occurring. "No intrusion meant you didn't think it. I already knew that if you started dating ahead, you'd be tied up until day after tomorrow. Can I have the next one?"
"Surely, Kim."
"Thanks. The lens is off for the rest of the evening." She sighed in relief as he snapped the telepathic line as though he were hanging up the receiver of a telephone. "I'd like to dance with you all, kids," he addressed at large the group of buds surrounding him and eyeing him hungrily. "But I've got this next one. See you later, perhaps," and he was gone. "Sorry, fellows," he remarked casually as he made his way through the circle of men around the gorgeous redhead. "Sorry, but this dance is mine, isn't it, Miss McDougal?" She nodded, flashing the radiant smile which had so aroused his ire during his hospitalization. "I heard you invoke your spaceman's god, but I was beginning to be afraid that you had forgotten this dance." "And she said she wasn't dating ahead, the diplomat," murmured an ambassador, aside. "Don't be a dope," a captain of the Marines muttered in reply. "She meant with us. That's a gray lensman."